Sputnik's Guide to Life on Earth by Frank Cottrell Boyce, read by Peter Capaldi. For Kezia and Samuel, the beloved children of Christiana Eka Ada. Before you start anything, make a list. That's what my granddad says. If you're making a cake, make a list. If you're moving house, make a list. If you're running away to sea, make a list. At least, that's what he used to say. Nowadays, who knows what he's going to say? Sometimes he looks in the mirror and he says, "Who's your bonny boy then, eh?" Sometimes he looks in the mirror and he shouts, "Who's this old bod in my mirror? What's he doing in my bedroom?" Sometimes he comes into the kitchen and says, "Tickets, please." And it's no good saying, "Grandad, you're not on a ship anymore. This is the kitchen. I don't need a ticket," because that just gets him going. If he asks for a ticket, I just look in my pocket for a piece of paper, I hand it over, and I wait to see what he does. Usually it's, "That seems to be in order. Take a seat and enjoy your voyage." Then he gives you a little salute, and you salute him back. Sometimes it's, "This is a second-class ticket, not valid in this part of the ship." Then I have to go out into the sitting room, wait a bit, and come back in again. Today was a tickets please day, so I handed him the red notebook I was holding, open as though it was my passport. I said, "I think you'll find this is in order. 1. Spicy chicken wings. 2. 28th June, Annabelle's birthday. 3. Lightsabers. 4. Moor and Hitch knots. 5. Leica. 6. The companion. 7. 1 kilogram plain flour. 1 tub margarine. 500 grams mushrooms. 8. Milk. 9. Chicken and mushroom pie. 10. Spanish lessons. 11. Eggs. 12. Concealer. 13. Post-it notes. 14. 31st July, St. Peter's summer treat. 15. TV remote control. 16. Curtains. 17. Jailbreak. 18. Geese. 19. Be nice. 20. Spaghetti. 21. Fire drill. 22. Shangri-La. 23. Stairlift. 24. Teeth. 25. Granddad's harmonica. 26. Postcards. 27. The sea chest. He gave it the hard stare. Then he gave me the hard stare. "I know a list when I see one," he said. "And this," he shoved it back into my hand, "it's just a shopping list, mostly." "Now that," I said, "is where you're wrong. This is a list of all the startling things that happened this summer."
"What happened this summer?"
"Read it and see." I probably shouldn't have written it all down. It might get me into trouble. We broke a lot of laws, including some of the laws of physics. But I wrote everything down anyway, because I didn't want to forget any of it.
Chapter 1. Spicy Chicken Wings.
I don't know why I answered the door. It wasn't even my own door. By then I was staying at the children's temporary accommodation. But in the summer, they put you with a family. They put me on a farm called Stramody with a family called the Blythes. It's right down near Knockbrecks. When Mrs. Rowland from the temporary dropped me off, she said, "This is Press. He's a good boy, but he doesn't talk much. He's very helpful. But perhaps best not to let him near your kitchen knives."
"When you say he doesn't talk..."
"Hasn't said a word in months."
"Just exactly what we need," said the dad. "Someone to balance out our Jesse. Jesse does enough talking for 10 families."
"That's one good thing about not talking, by the way. You don't have to work out what to call the mum and dad. You can't call them mum and dad because they're not your mum or your dad. Calling them Mr. and Mrs. whatever would be weird, and calling them by their first names is even weirder."
"Even if you did want to speak Prez, you wouldn't get a word in. This is the House of Blether."
He was not joking. Mostly they talk so much and so loud, you can't tell who's saying what. Though mostly, it's Jesse.
"Everyone to the kitchen! Wait a minute!"
"No, no more minutes. We've waited long enough."
"I hate baked potatoes."
"Say hello to Prez."
"Who's Prez? Oh, hi."
"It's not a restaurant."
"I hate sitting here."
"No phones at the dinner table."
Then they all drop their heads and say a prayer very quickly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?